enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
Cannot deny himself. Paul was asserting in 2 Timothy that despite man's unfaithfulness, God's saving purpose will not be withdrawn. It's in the Word. Timothy and all those with him were to continue their endurance that they might experience God's blessing. Paul understood that this Christian journey is not easy. People fight with you. They attack your character. They challenge that you are a child of God. But be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. My brothers and sisters, when people are criticizing you, talking about you, digging ditches for you, stabbing you in the back, we are told to be steadfast. Be unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord is simply saying, I'm watching your character. There are times our character may be tested. There are times that our character may be tried. But the Lord said, I need you to be steadfast. Don't move. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Be steadfast. Don't allow the enemy to take you away from me. Be steadfast and hold on to my unchanging hand. God knows what we are going through. Just stand and wait on the Lord. But Pastor, you don't know how long I've been going through it. Just talk to the woman with an issue of blood. Look how long she waited. But when you wait on the Lord, he will renew your strength. If you just wait on the Lord, he will change your circumstances. If you just wait on the Lord, he can move mountains out of your life. If you just wait on the Lord, your circumstances will change because the Lord says, I am with you. When we demonstrate our faith, it activates God's blessing for us. Thirdly, God is faithful to his plan. Abraham, my brothers and sisters, you know him. Abraham was called to leave his father's house and go to a land which the Lord would show him. And by faith, Abraham believed and obeyed, and God promised that he would be the father of many nations. And this promise was established through the lineage, through Abraham. Although Abraham did not see it, God was faithful to his promise. You know, you and I don't have to see the result of God's promise, because sometimes God's promise is future. Every now and then we pray and we ask God for some things and we want a right now blessing and we want to see it right now. But God is faithful to his word. Maybe that prayer that you prayed, or maybe what you've asked the Lord for, will come through your lineage somewhere down the line. Maybe if your grandson, your great-grandson, or your great-great-grandson will be blessed for your prayer life and your prayer requests. Abraham did not see all of the things that God had promised him, but Isaac and Jacob and Joseph and the entire children of Israel saw the fulfillment of what God had established, affirmed, declared, and decreed for his people. And then in Genesis, we read where God made a covenant with Noah. And God promised Noah that he would be faithful to that covenant. God also said there they were going to be a lot of people who would lose their lives and be judged by a flood. Isn't it ironic that, you know, Noah preached 120 years and people laughed at him and scoffed at him in disbelief. But it had not rained, it had not, no deluge of water had not come up like this on the surface of the land. And yet for 120 years, Noah preached, repent. Pastors and preachers are preaching the coming of the Lord each and every day. And people are saying, oh, it's not going to happen. It hasn't happened yet. But it said, in the days of Noah, so shall it be when the Son of Man returns. You know, people will be doing and living the way we're living today. And things will be occurring and people will be rebelling and people will be partying and people will be living as though tomorrow it will never end. And yet suddenly destruction will come. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be. Are we living in a parallel moment like in the days of Noah, where all of these things are happening? Look around. Pastors are preaching. Look around. Pastors are leaving. Look around. People are going home. Look around. As it was in the days of Noah, people are not listening anymore to sound theological teaching. People are not listening anymore to sound judgment. Look around at what's happening in this world. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be when the Son of Man, when the Lord returned. He's coming back. And these are the signs that we shall see. We're told that only Noah and his wife and his three sons and their wives were allowed to survive this flood of judgment. The flood was evidence of God's plan. There are times within our lives that bad things happen, or bad things will happen. And when these bad things happen, some people are quick to question God's plan. Bad thing does not mean God has abandoned his plan. The occurrence of bad things may be a sign that God's plan is being fulfilled. Hello, America. It may simply be an occurrence of bad things. It may simply be a sign that God's plan is being fulfilled. Antioch, if God did not alter his plan for his own son, Jesus, why would we think he would alter it for you and I? God is faithful to his promise. Thirdly, God is faithful to forgive. For 1 John 1:9 said, if we confess our sins, plural, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins, plural, and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You notice I said plural sin, for there are many. And in this life, there are many sins that each and every one of us have committed. But it tells us here, if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just. How many times have you wondered if God had forgiven you? And you pray, and you pray, and you pray, and you pray. The moment, my brothers and sisters, you repented and prayed, you were forgiven. Here is how. The Lord God is the only one who is faithful to forgive sin. When Jesus went to Calvary, Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And Jesus is asking forgiveness for you and I today. The completed work on the cross allowed God to now forgive sin. For the sin price has been paid. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin left a crimson stain, but he, Jesus, washed it white as snow. He washed it white as snow. On this Sunday morning, God is speaking to his people. And if you are here this morning, We now extend the invitation to Christian discipleship. Maybe you come in wanting a word, and maybe this word was specifically designed to you, for you. We now give you the opportunity to surrender your life and turn your life over to Him. You may come as a candidate of baptism. You may come with a letter of recommendation, or you may come under Christian experience. Jesus said, "I stand at the door and knock." Jesus has been knocking on the doors of our heart for generations. And if Jesus has spoken to you through this word today, we ask you now to surrender your life to Him. It is easy to be baptized. It is easy to come and surrender and say, "Lord, here I am." A candidate of baptism, a letter of recommendation from a church, or under Christian experience. Maybe you've already been in the church, but you've lost your way. But I say to you, the Lord says, "I'm here. And I'm here right now." And to those of you who are watching by this internet broadcast, we extend that invitation to you as well. If the Lord has touched you in a profound way, if this word has moved significantly in your life, and your heart now is being pricked, and God is reaching His hand out to you, will you now reach your hand out to Him? Will you now surrender to our Lord, our God, and our King? Will you say, "Now, Lord, take me, shape me, mold me, use me that I may be found worthy of your service"? If that's you, we ask you now to find a church home. We extend this church home to you at the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. Maybe this is a place for you. If this is not, then find a church where Christ is first, everybody is somebody, and God smiles. And rejoice in your eternal salvation in the Lord. The invitation has been extended. And now we always close with a prayer of blessing. Father God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your covenant. We thank you for all you have done, continue to do, and you are moving us closer to you. God, we are speaking your word to your people for such a time as this. And now, Father, we pray that you will embrace us, that we may be closer to you. And so now we pray a covenant of blessing over your people as we stretch our hand forth to those who are here and those who are listening by the internet. So we say, may the Lord bless you, and may the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace until we meet again. It is in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. We thank you for being a part of our worship service. And as always, we say, we hope to see you in church, is our prayer. May God bless you, and may God keep you, is our prayer.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
KAYT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.